can break the cycle. We can break the chain. We can start all over. In the new beginning, we can learn, we can teach, we can share. The myths, the dreams, the prayers, the notion we can do better. Change our lives and paths, create a new world. Start all over. Start all over.
All right, let's do it. Let's start all over again. Nicole Sandler here with you, whether you or not. Here we go. You know what an exciting day it was yesterday. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling, reinvigorated. And my faith in Bill Clinton has been restored. Because, you know, I got discouraged there for a while, as I think we all did, right? But I've always had this thing for Bill. And after last night, it's back. It is. I love him. Bill. I love you, Bill.
Bill, I love you so, I always will. I look at you and see the passion.
Hillary told us in no uncertain terms that she is going to do everything she can to elect Barack Obama. That makes two of us. Actually, that makes 18 million of us.
I love you so, I always will. And in your voice I hear a choir.
Clearly, the job of the next president is to rebuild the American dream and to restore American leadership in the world. And here's what I have to say about that. Everything I learned in my 8 years as president and in the work I have done since in America and across the globe has convinced me that Barack Obama is the man for this job. My fellow Democrats, I say to you, Barack Obama is ready to lead America and to restore American leadership in the world.
Keep telling, Bill. I love you, Bill.
Barack Obama is ready to honor the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Barack Obama is ready to be President of the United States.
Oh, he restored my faith in him. Oh, Bill, I love you so. I always will. Even if you did pass the damn Telecommunications Act, but that's, you know, that's an issue for another day here on Radio or Not. It is Nicole Sandler with you. And, well, all right, Bill Clinton, boy, he took Hillary's speech the night before and just did her one better, didn't he? I was very proud of the Clintons last night. That's all there is to it. Now, I got to tell you, I watched many of the speeches, and Joe Biden is the one that everyone's pointing to, and obviously, very important speech, right? I wasn't overly impressed. I've heard Joe Biden speak before, and I've heard him do a better job, and I didn't pay much attention to the pundits last night. In fact, I did my convention watching on C-SPAN, where there is none of them telling me what I should think, and none of those damn Republican spokespeople out there trying to poo-poo everything that the speaker said. What is the deal with that? Anyway, I didn't hear the commentary on Biden's speech until this morning, and I did hear someone say that, you know, Joe Biden was told, he got the nod, he was the guy, not too far before it was announced to the rest of us. And he was thrown in with a new speechwriter. So it wasn't Joe Biden really at his best, although he did have good things to say, including, well, I want to compare and contrast Joe Biden with John Kerry. Now, when John Kerry came on the screen, I thought, ugh, I can't listen to this. But he quickly turned me around and made me say, where the hell was that guy 4 years ago? Right? All right. So, well, let's check it out. Let's compare and contrast a couple of the things that John Kerry said with a couple of the things that Joe Biden said. First of all, a lot has been made about Joe Biden's Freudian slip, but Kerry did it first.
The stakes could not be higher because we do know what a Bush, what a McCain administration would look like.
Uh-huh.
There's a slip.
Yeah.
A big it would slip, look right? just like the past, just like George Bush, and this country can't afford a third Bush term.
You got that right, John Kerry. Now, but here's Joe Biden's slip.
How in God's name with winter coming, how are we going to heat the home? Another year, no raise. Did you hear? Did you hear they may be cutting our health care at the company? Now we owe more money on our home than our home was worth. How in God's name are we going to send the kids to college? How are we going to retire, Joe? You know, folks, that's the America that George Bush has left us. And that's the America we'll continue to get if John McCain is elected president of the United States of America. Freudian slip. Freudian slip.
You think? Yeah. Actually, you see, Joe Biden didn't do a bad job. I'm just comparing him to John Kerry, who, once again, following the lead of the Clintons, knocked it out of the ballpark. Now, they both talked about their old friend, John McCain. You know, Bill did, too. But here's what John Kerry had to say about his old friend, John McCain.
I have known and been friends with John McCain for almost 22 years. But every day now, I learn something new about candidate McCain. To those who still believe in the myth of a maverick instead of the reality of a politician, I say, let's compare Senator McCain to candidate McCain. Candidate McCain now supports the very wartime tax cuts that Senator McCain once called irresponsible. Candidate McCain criticizes Senator McCain's own climate change bill. Candidate McCain says he would vote against the immigration bill that Senator McCain wrote. Are you kidding me, folks?
I love it. I love it. And then John Kerry went on to say this.
Let me tell you, before he ever debates Barack Obama, John McCain should finish the debate with himself.
Awesome. How awesome was that? Now, see, it's the vice presidential candidate who is supposed to be the so-called attack dog. Here's what Joe Biden had to say about his friend, John McCain.
You know, John McCain is my friend, and I know you hear that phrase used all the time in politics. I mean it. John McCain is my friend. We've traveled the world together. It's a friendship that goes beyond politics. And the personal courage and heroism demonstrated by John still amazes me. But I profoundly disagree with the direction John wants to take this country from Afghanistan to Iraq, from Amtrak to veterans.
Yeah. All right. I got that. I like that. But it wasn't as tough, was it, as John Kerry's words? More about John Kerry. I mean, John Kerry, well, let's hear a couple other clips from John Kerry. And I'll post the entire speech, the video link to John Kerry's speech, because it didn't get much play in the press, did it? And I'll put it on the blog today at radioornot.com, along with Biden's speech, along with Bill Clinton's speech, because it was beauty in motion. But here's more tough talk from John Kerry.
President Obama and Vice President Biden will shut down Guantanamo, respect the Constitution, and make clear once and for all the United States of America does not torture, not now, not ever.
Where the hell was that guy 4 years ago? Come on. You know, we might be sitting in a different place if that John Kerry was there 4 years ago.
And what's more, Senator McCain, who once railed against the smears of Karl Rove when he was the target, has morphed into candidate McCain, who is using the same Rove tactics, the same Rove staff, the same old politics of fear and smear. Well, not this year, not this time. The Rove McCain tactics are old and outworn, and America will reject them in 2008.
You tell him, John. I sure hope so. All right. Joe Biden, you know what? He did a good job. I wish he could have just been himself. And I'm sure we'll see more of that Joe on the campaign trail for the next few months. Here's another piece of Joe Biden's speech from last night.
We learned the dignity of work, and we were told that anyone can make it if they just try hard enough. That was America's promise. And for those of us who grew up in middle-class neighborhoods like Scranton and Wilmington, that was the American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, but today, that American dream feels like it's slowly slipping away. I don't have to tell you that. You feel it every single day in your own lives. I've never seen a time when Washington has watched so many people get knocked down without doing anything to help them get back up.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, but he wasn't the attack dog we wanted him to be. We'll see what happens. But John Kerry, my God. John gets a round of applause from me. All right, tonight is the big night. They move out to Invesco Field. Is that what it's called in Denver? The big stadium where Barack Obama will make history and accept the nomination. Yesterday, when Hillary Clinton suspended the roll call, I was at the open house for my kids' school yesterday. At that time, I had to leave during the middle of the roll call. I'm like, oh, no. So I set the TiVo. I came home. I sat down and I watched the whole thing. And it was beautiful. It was, I brought a tear to my eye. I felt very proud yesterday. And I can only hope that, that the Democrats don't blow it this time. So tonight, to watch Barack Obama's speech, I've accepted the invitation of the Coral Gables Area Democratic Club. A lot of people are going to get together at Fritz and Franz's Beer House, I believe. So if you don't have plans, come on out. I'm going to be there watching Barack. And I think it's going to be the three B's. Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, even though his people are still denying it. I believe Bruce is going to get up there either before or after Barack and play. It's from what I hear, it's going to be just Bruce solo. And I'll play you out with a little bit of Bruce in a moment. What a night it's going to be. All right. And then we move onward and upward. As far as the podcast goes, I thank you for jumping through the extra hoops it's going to take to hear me now. But I hope it'll all be worthwhile. I'm getting the new equipment, the new software together. That's what I'm using now, hopefully working all the bugs out of it. I thank Mark Germain at talkradio1.com. for helping me out with all of this and giving me this wonderful software to use. If you have not checked him out, please do. Mark Germain, I used to listen to back in my days in Los Angeles when he went by the moniker of Mr. KFI on the radio station KFI. Then he became Mr. KABC. Then Mr. K, also using his real name, Mark Germain, on the progressive talk station in LA until he, the lone local host, was taken off the air there in favor of more syndicated programming. And he started the talkradio1.com podcast. So he and I and a handful of others are forging new territory here. So I hope you'll support us both. So thank you to him. Visit talkradio1.com and check out Mark Germain's show. And also, I got up on Skype. See, one day at a time. All right. So if you are on Skype, you can look me up there. My Skype name is Nicole Sandler, one word, no spaces. And you can call me. All right. And if I'm not here, you'll go to voicemail, leave a message. I just might use your call on the next edition of Radio or Not. If I happen to be here, I'm going to turn on the recorder and we'll talk and I'll use those calls as well. eventually, hopefully, we'll get to the point where I can set up a time to do the podcast live and take calls. But, you know, let's take it one step at a time, all right? I'm working on a phone number that you'll be able to call into as well, even if you're not on Skype, and leave messages or perhaps catch me at a time when I'm happen to be in the studio. And again, we'll record the call and use it on the show. We're getting there, one day at a time, radio or not. Have a great night. I promised I'd play out with a little bit of Bruce. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Maybe he'll even do this one tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow on RadioOrNot.com.
Well, I rode that river highway. I saw above me the endless skyway. I saw below me the golden valley. Well, this land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, I followed my footsteps through the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was calling. It said this land was made for you and me. Well, this land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, the redwood forest, the Gulf Stream water. Well, this land's dead. Now the sun came shining, and I was strolling. Oh, the wheat fields waving, dust clouds rolling, and a voice was sounding as the fog was lifting. Said this land was made for you and me. For this land is